All right. That was amazing.
That was amazing.
That was really good. I mean, immediately with that bass drum that they had.
Yeah. I like the rhythm.
Yeah. Did you like the rhythm?
The rhythm, yeah, was dope. I had to ask for the song title. I had to ask for the song title. That was dope.
Yeah, you did. It's really good. That song was Billy Toppy by Men I Trust, which, again, it kind of reminded me of, you know, old, like, classic songs with, like, the title of the band, Man I Trust. It reminds me, like, have you ever heard that Australian band, the Men at Work?
Men at Work?
Uh-huh.
No.
Never.
I've never even listened to Australian music.
I feel like you've heard the song. Because it's a big song.
It's a big song?
Yeah. It's that...
Nah.
No?
I don't think I've ever listened to Australian music in my life.
Okay, fair enough. But no, yeah, there's an amazing song, really good bass song, and also just in general, just like her vocals were really good.
Yeah,
I
love how they blended with the instruments in the back.
Yeah, everything really blended.
Like
really
her voice was the instrument.
Yeah, everything was really good in that song. Check it out, Billy Toppy by Man I Trust. And let's see what you think about this next song.
We'll be right back. trust the rain to wash away the sorrows of the past. For soon you feel the magic of an August moon. Now spirits lift and chase away the ghosts of February's past. For hopes survive.
Welcome, welcome back.
Welcome back.
This is CJSF 90.1 at FM. Burnaby, you're at SFU. That little tune you just heard is from the Standard Elegance called album called Tarn Again. And the one before that was that little like somber, more relaxed tune. Was I Am Here Now by Thania Iyer. Both a little more, we're getting more relaxed as the day goes on. But, you know, I don't feel like that's bad, you know? Even, I hope all of you are having as much fun as I am.
And me.
To be fair. It's not like I'm having the time of my life. But, you know, shouldn't we enjoy these mundane moments of just having fun, listening to music?
You said Monday?
Mundane.
Oh, my bad.
No. But yeah, we should have fun in these mundane moments. However, I guess unproductive, you could call it.
Yeah.
Still, they're fun.
Yeah.
But I guess a question to you, Malik. Do you like jazz, as the great Jerry Seinfeld says?
Not gonna lie, I don't really listen to jazz for...
You don't listen to jazz?
No, I do not.
I would
not.
Imagine you would, since, like, I mean, since you, like, make your music and...
Oh, I
mean,
would if like, I'm sampling... Yeah, sampling, hell yeah.
Yeah,
jazz,
yeah, yeah.
But... Nah, not just listen to it like on my playlist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you so you only like do R&B and
not only that, like, you know, like I like getting on my comfort zone, like I said, like there's some country songs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Okay. While I was discovering house, some country songs came up that mm-hmm. were actually kind of cool. And I used to hate country music too.
Yeah. No, honestly, yeah, I can agree with you there. I did not like country at all.
Yeah.
And I fancied myself as like, oh, I can listen to any type of music.
Yeah.
As I feel like almost everybody says nowadays. But
however, like, when I was younger, actually, I used to call it farm music. That's
what
I hate.
You call it farm music?
Yeah, farm
music.
Because their accents, some songs are okay, but I do not like it when their like accents are like thick, Southern, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, not to each their own, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But honestly, I've grown to like love country. I mean, in a sense, some country songs.
Yeah.
Like something like, I don't know, Ventura Highway by America. I don't know if you've heard of that one.
Ventura what?
Ventura Highway.
Can you sing it to me?
Can I sing it?
Sing
to
it
you?
To us.
I don't think I can sing it here right now. But talking about love, here comes this next tune called "And I Love Her."
And I love her. Thank you.
was a little tune called And I Love Her, as I said, by Bill Kuhn. Of course, this is a cover from the Beatles. I don't know if... Have you heard of the Beatles?
Yes, I've heard of the Beatles.
Okay, you've heard of the Beatles. That's good. Have you ever listened to the Beatles?
I mean, like, not on my free time, but like, if it's in the car and... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've never really, like, delved in... Do you ever, like, delve deep into
old rock, whatever? Yeah. No.
No. You stay...
No. Yeah.
No, I mean, but do you delve in, like... Okay. Do you ever have these days of, like, let me just listen to this whole album, kind of?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But what's the last...
Last album I listened to was, you know, Avicii?
I think so,
I watched his documentary on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And I just decided to listen to the album that has I don't know if this is a song, but it's like, oh, sometimes I got a good feeling.
Oh, yeah. That
2000s. I think that was on the album. But yeah, I listen to that album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But do you do that often?
Yeah, I'm a really album person. Because, like, it's just like, I feel like when you listen to the album, it brings out so many emotions.
Yes.
In the album. And it's, like, different with a playlist because you're just playing all these different stories.
Yeah, agree.
Like, this album is just
like
one
if
big
you're
story.
Just jumping one side
like the Kendrick
another.
Lamar album with Ain't No Kill My Vibe.
That album
is a story album. I like that.
Yeah. Do you like those kind of like
Hell yeah.
concept albums? Like where they tell a story?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, yeah, me too. I feel like for me one of the best are like probably you I don't feel like because we have very different
We have very different tastes, yeah.
But I feel like, in general, like, one of the best concepts, I think you probably heard of it, was The Wall by Pink Floyd. Where it's like,
Wait, who?
I feel like you've heard of the song, but I just can't sing it right now.
Sing it. You got this.
Okay, let me see if I can remember. Oh, it goes like, we don't need no education.
Oh, wait. Actually, maybe.
Maybe
from a movie, I feel like... Maybe.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, but in general, I feel like it's such a better experience to just listen to the whole album in one go.
Yeah.
Then you're just getting, like, every single hit.
Yeah.
Even if they're not connected.
Yeah.
They're at least, like, some, like...
Story.
Yeah.
They connected with
it. And even if there's no story, there's, like... At least these are all songs. They're not just, like, random little hints of, like, oh, let me just put all this...
Yeah. They're just, like... Yeah.
They're done with intention.
Exactly.
Yeah. But why don't we listen to one of our last songs? We're kind of running out of time here. But make sure to stay tuned for the next episode of Open Mic with our
CJSF 90.1 FM.
I have to memorize it. I have to look in the mirror and just say that 100 times. Make sure to stay tuned for another episode of Open Mic with our host Sasha. But before that, I'd like to say thank you for having us.
Thank you so much
for listening.
Guys. Thank you for listening.
And
have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day.
Have an amazing day. Eat good tonight.
Peter caught sight of a doe in desire for conquest. He found himself within a glade he'd not beheld. Began to fail. He saw a shimmering lake, a shadow in the dark green depths disturbed the strange tranquility. The waters are voice called again.